from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. I'm Leslie Curran saying hello and welcome to the program. Perhaps already you have made New Year resolutions. You've decided to stop doing some things and decided to start doing other things. May I suggest just one more resolution to add to the list, and I hope that you'll keep this one, for I know that resolutions sometimes are very quickly forgotten. It's this, that you take just a moment at the beginning of this new year to drop a line to Let the Bible Speak, who you are and where you are, and that you're listening in to the broadcast. It's a great privilege to preach the gospel to you, and it's also a great encouragement to receive mail from our listeners and know that they're benefiting by the program. Our mailing address is given at the end of the broadcast, so do have a pen and paper at the ready. I hope that this year you'll be a regular listener. Do tell others about the program, and should you be listening in for the very first time this morning, then I extend a very warm and sincere word of welcome to you, and it's my prayer that you'll be blessed richly in your own heart as you listen to the Word of God. Don't forget that we're on air here Monday to Friday, each week at 9:30. We commence the program, as always, with some music. Let's hear this piece from the Woodville Male Quintet.
Sing aloud with great rejoicing to the world thy tidings bring. For the tomb could never hold him, Jesus Christ, our risen King. Hallelujah, lift the chorus till the earth with joy shall ring. Praise and glory to the Savior, Jesus Christ, our risen King. He was crucified and buried, but for him death had no sting. Rocks and walls could not contain him. Jesus Christ, our risen King. Hallelujah, lift the chorus till the earth with joy shall ring. Praise and glory to the Savior, Jesus Christ, our risen King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing the angels in the skies, sending forth the glorious message. As he rose, so we will rise. Hallelujah, lift the chorus, till the earth with joy shall ring. Praise and glory to the Savior, Jesus Christ our risen King.
The Woodville Quintet. This is our very first broadcast to you in the year 2000. It's a new year, and it holds many new things for us all. In fact, everything about this year 2000 is going to be new. Even the old things. Even the old things. The things that we've been used to. In 1999, we've had our difficulties, we've also had our opportunities. But in the year 2000, we will have new difficulties and new opportunities. We'll have a new life to live. Now, there are things that are going to happen to some in this new year that have never happened before. Sadly, there are many thousands of people, even millions across this world, who have entered into the year 2000, and they'll never see its end, because this is the year in the calendar of God's eternal purpose, when they should keep the great appointment with death and be launched out into God's eternity. So what I'm going to say this morning is of vital importance in the light of eternity. I'm going to speak for just a few moments about new things in the Word of God. And the first one is a new birth. It's in John's Gospel chapter 3 that we read of the Lord Jesus speaking about this. In verses 1 and 2 we read, "There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. And then we find that the Savior broke into the conversation of Nicodemus in verse 3 and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Now, no matter what kind of a man he is, whether he be religious or irreligious, whether he acknowledge, like Nicodemus, that Jesus Christ is a teacher come from God, a miracle worker in whose life and ministry is seen very clearly the mighty power of God, Jesus says, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The great need is for a new birth, a second birth. As you start out in the year 2000, your greatest need is to have a new birth. The first time you were born into the world, you were born of Adam's race. The first time you were born with the poison of sin in your bloodstream. Now there's a great truth, one that's not very acceptable, very palatable to so-called modern minds, but nevertheless it's the truth of God. And it's the truth called original sin. Original sin, or the want of original righteousness. That really means that we are born with sin in our very nature. No one needs to be taught to sin. You don't become a sinner through the environment. You don't become a sinner by what you see around you, even by the bad examples that others might set. You and I, by our very first breath, are born in sin. You may be born into a rich home, yet you're born in sin. You may be born into a home that has known great hardship and poverty. You're born in sin. You may have much of this world's goods, be highly educated, be wonderfully articulate, be very learned in the philosophies of this age, but you've been born in sin. Whatever your race or class or creed or religion, everyone has been born of Adam's guilty race, and he's born in sin. That first birth into the world makes us candidates for the wrath of God, candidates for outer darkness. That first birth sets us on a road that is a broad road that leadeth to destruction. But there is a second birth. You can be born again. Born not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. Born of that mysterious operation of the Holy Spirit of God. There's a mystery here which I can't explain. How that the Spirit of God broods on the darkness of our ungodly and unholy nature and creates a new nature. It's a reality. We read in the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, Genesis chapter 1, of the primeval chaos, the darkness that was upon the face of the deep. And we read also that the Spirit of God moved, or the Spirit of God brooded, to give it the literal rendering. Out of the chaos, he brought a beautiful creation. And he can do the same in your life. You must be born again. If you're not born again, nothing else than the new birth can fit you for heaven. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's what the Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus. And he went on to say to Nicodemus, "Marvel not." In other words, don't be surprised. "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." A new birth leads to a new life. And that's the second thing I want to mention to you this morning, a new life. In Ephesians chapter 2 we read, "You hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins." By your first birth, you came forth into a world of sin, and you were brought forth into a life that is in reality death to God. Now this may seem strange to you if you're listening in this morning as someone who's unsaved. The unsaved person thinks that they really live, but in reality they are dead spiritually. Yes, they're very much alive to sin and wickedness and evil. They're alive to the attractions and the lusts of the flesh, but they're dead to God, dead to holiness, dead to the attraction of Jesus Christ. They are dead in trespasses and in sins. The Lord Jesus, when he gives us new life, quickens us. And when we're born again, when we've got the second birth, we get a new life infused into us. The Bible says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. It's a new life. And in this new life, the things that you used to love, you now hate. The sins that you once indulged in, you don't want to indulge in them anymore. Those things that once captivated your soul are now strange to you. Everything's different. Even the old world around us is different. As the hymn writer said, heaven above is softer blue, earth around is sweeter green. Something lives in every hue Christless eyes have never seen. Everything is new when you come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have a new relationship with God. No longer is God your enemy. No longer are you rebelling and striving against God. God is now your Father, your friend. His Spirit now indwells your heart. He's your protector and provider. He's the supplier of your every need. He'll be with you in life. He'll be with you through death, and with you in all eternity. In John's Gospel, chapter 10, the Lord Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. If you would live life to the full in the year 2000, then you must come to Jesus Christ and leave behind the old life of sin. When you're born again, you not only have a new birth, but you have a new life. And something more, you have a new destiny. Jesus said in John's Gospel, chapter 5 and verse 24, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Some of you have lived your whole life under the sentence of eternal death. You've just entered a new year, and you've passed through the old year under the sentence of death. It's a mercy God didn't cut you off in your sin. It's a mercy that you didn't die in 19 and 99. Your destiny would have been everlasting darkness in the place called hell, cut off from God forever. But if you come to Jesus Christ, you'll have a new destiny. You'll be able to say, I have passed from death unto life. I'm off the road to hell, and I'm on the road to heaven. You'll say, I'm going home to glory soon, to see the city bright, to walk the golden street of heaven, and bask in God's own light. What a destiny! God says of heaven, Behold, I make all things new. I trust that you'll get into heaven. The only way is to trust in Jesus Christ. Start out for God's heaven today. A new destiny for you in this new year. You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.